From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea on Friday test-fired its second intercontinental ballistic missile, which flew longer and higher than the first, according to reports, leading analysts to conclude that the mainland United States is now within range of Pyongyang's weapons. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We detected and tracked a single North Korea missile launch. We assessed that this was an ICBM. This is a launch that had been expected.
Davis said the missile flew in excess of 40 minutes and splashed down into the Sea of Japan about 163 kilometers from Hokkaido, Japan. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on U.S. In response to new sanctions approved by the U.S. Congress on Thursday, VOA's Philip Alexio.
A ministry statement said it's proposing that the U.S. bring the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the Consulates General in exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. That would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455 and would need to be completed by the end of August. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman assured that the Russian leader had personally approved today's foreign ministry decision. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
President Donald Trump has replaced his beleaguered White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus, after only 6 months on the job Friday, installing retired General John Kelly in his place in a major shakeup of his top team. Trump announced the move via Twitter after his new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, accused Priebus of linking information to reporters in a profanity-laced tirade. Follow VOA on social media for more updates. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Friday toppled Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who resigned after the court ruled he was unfit to hold office and ordered a criminal investigation into his family over corruption allegations. Miriam Aurangzeb, the information minister for Sharif's government, spoke following the decision.
Pakistan ka koi bhi wazir-e-azam ho.
No matter who becomes the Prime Minister in the hearts of the Pakistani people will always be Mohammad Nawaz Sharif. Mohammad Nawaz Sharif, who is Prime Minister for the third time, has no need for the chair of the Prime Minister. Mohammad Nawaz Sharif is a historical fact, an icon who cannot be stopped from serving the Pakistani people.
The court also dismissed Finance Minister Ishaq Dar, one of Sharif's closest allies, who has been credited with steering the economy to its fastest pace of growth in a decade. President Donald Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, or ICE officers, in order to root out criminal cartels. Trump called members of the MS-13 gang animals.
We love our police, we love our sheriffs, and we love our ICE officers. And they have been working hard. Thank you. They have been working hard. Together, we're going to restore safety to our streets and peace to our communities. And we're going to destroy the vile criminal cartel MS-13 and many other gangs.
Police in New York say the cartel has been responsible for a wave of criminal activity that includes 17 murders on Long Island since January of 2016. British infant Charlie Gard, who was at the center of an intense debate over children's rights and health care, died in a hospice facility Friday after his life support systems were removed. Gard was 11 months old and suffered from a rare genetic disease, which rendered him unable to see, hear, move, breathe, cry, or swallow. He was one of only 16 confirmed cases worldwide. Colombia said Friday it will grant temporary legal status to more than 150,000 Venezuelans who entered the country legally and overstayed their visas due to the deteriorating political and economic crisis in their home country. The protection will be valid for up to 2 years and let recipients work and receive Social Security benefits. Venezuelans must have entered the country on or before July 25. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.